Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Bobby Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Tommy and the Commies. Throwaway love.
Beg me to take you on a date. Didn't give a shit when you showed up late.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tommy and the Commies, a band we never played before, with a truly great name, and a track called Throwaway Love. Their debut album is out now. It's come through via Slovenly Records. And interestingly to me, Tony, they are, as a kind of classic-sounding mod punk band, they're from Sudbury, Ontario, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to ask you their Facebook page now, and then we're going to discuss Sudbury, Ontario. What is the Facebook page of Tommy and the Commies?
Facebook.com/Tommy and the Commies?
Facebook.com/Tommy's Commies. TOMMYSCOMMIES. Facebook.com/Tommy's Commies. And I'm loving Tommy and the Commies, and we will be playing another track by them in a couple of weeks' time. But I want to briefly mention Sudbury, Ontario, Tony. Because if I'm not mistaken, Sudbury, Ontario is where our original Canada Narden and listeners, Chantel and Alana Narden and whatever the other one was called, were from.
Really?
And now do you want me to really freak you out?
Yeah, go on.
This week on Facebook, I see it's Chantel's, wait for it, 28th birthday.
Oh, fuck.
Tony, that's early swearing.
I was thinking when you're saying that, oh, she can't be 30. Well, 28 is basically 30. Wow.
Yeah, 28 means, Tony, that they were listening when, pretty much when we started.
Yeah,
that
they
means
were,
they had
yeah.
been listening. They were listening when they were 16 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my Facebook friend. I'm going to drop her a message to say that she's mentioned on the show this week. They might have a listen for old time's sake.
Wow.
They'll get together in their old dorm and have a pillow fight.
Oh, dear.
It freaked me out when I met Alana Narden Narden and she'd gone and got married. I need that idea. Now, hang on a minute, you're a child. You're supposed to be a child. Right,
oh,
anyway.
Weird.
For those of you listening for the first time, we've been going a long time and some of our listeners have actually outgrown us.
Yeah.
They've stopped listening. They're proper adults. Now, one person who's not a proper adult, Tony. Sussex Saint.
Okay.
Now, this is a section that, when we get a poem, we call it Poetry Corner. If you have a poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly email Poetry Corner. that's what Sussex Saint did. But you'll have to listen to last week's show to find out that that is also what Nez Corey did. And he started, what, a rhyme off with Sussex Saint. Now, this has turned into a rap battle now, Tony.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm just going to read this out. Hi, Paul. I guess it's a compliment. This, by the way, is, I would describe this email as arch.
Okay.
Hi, Paul. I guess it's a compliment to hear that the other punky listeners feel so strongly about my contributions that they are compelled to get involved. Uniting fans and bands across the lands, although maybe not uniting, but rather fighting. Here's a poem as a response, and then something with a bit more substance as requested. Well, right, here it goes. So the first one up is called The Response.
Okay.
So what's the story, Mr. Nez Corey? I'm glad you felt like getting in touch, but as one wise rabbit once said to Bambi, if you can't say something nice, then shut the fuck up. If it wasn't my poems, the first part of the podcast would end up being a very lonely place. I've tried to be funny, quirky and amusing, but when the subject turned more serious, it was thrown back in my face. So here's a fresh new start and a poem packed with substance on a topic that the country needs to get sorted, I'd say. So sit back now with a cuppa, pin your lug holes back to Maxit, as it's Brexit that's the subject, and it's definitely not gay. And then he goes back to talking again. This was written a couple of weeks ago, and it may end up being a hippie hop track for my next project, the Jacob Rees-Mods. Provided Neil, Mr. Isofrat Jingle, can find some beats. So here we go, it's Brexit. How are you feeling now? 52%, how are you feeling now? We're staring into the abyss under a dirty black cloud. It'll be a laugh, I once heard someone say. Well, who's laughing now? It's pouring down with rain. It's deal or no deal and the boxes are all loaded. Don't trust the bankers, last time they all exploded. It's deal or no deal and Europe won't budge. It's bound to end up with a great deal of fudge. 48%, how are you feeling now? Don't stand by the roadside saying, not in my name. Get out of the shadows and join in the game. It's not right or left, it's the centre that's to blame. It's deal or no deal, and the boxes are all loaded. Don't trust the bankers, last time they all exploded. It's deal or no deal, and Europe won't budge. It's bound to end up with a great deal of fudge. 100%, we are all in this together. Your country needs you now to make this thing better. So make a stand, raise your voice, and say what's right. Before they all close the curtains and the last one standing turns off the lights. Cheers, Sussex Saint. Oh, fuck off back to Facebook, Jesus. Right, so anyway,
I fancy some fudge though.
I know, when he said there's loads of fudge, I thought fantastic, Fanella's showing up.
Hey,
fudge on this show. I don't really know what to make of that.
Okay,
all right, you don't want to get involved. You're sitting on the fence here.
It might be good with a tune behind it. I quite like it. It's all right, it's a bit angry.
That's the sense, that's the problem, Tony, and you're being it. Yeah.
Well, I am part of the problem. I just don't know what problem that would be.
That's all right,
then. That's my lot in life.
Let's face it, Tony, we're both part of the problem. Shall we leave it there?
Yeah, there you go.
Please do send your poems in, by all means, and lighten up. Right, how about some I can't say it. How about some Abergavenny four-piece rock, Tony?
Okay.
That only took me three goes, didn't it? Let's get back on track here. Band called Sweet Ignitions, Tony. I'll be honest with you, I've never heard of them before. This track came through this week. I thought that it does indeed rock in an Abergavenny four-piece style. So let's play it. So we're going to... What is Sweet Ignitions' Bandcamp page, Tony?
Sweetignitions.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet One. I don't think we're ever going to hear from Sussex Saint again. This is Holy Scars.
Cause it's all the same. Your smile seems so fake. I roll the dice. it away from me. This man to sell, that's what it's gotta be. Beside your tower lament, and this gift starts in the fire inside. Holy scars repent. We can't say that we never tried.
Listen to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job, the Beds, this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Sweet Ignitions and Holy Scars, and hopefully we'll get some more by them in the future. We've only got that track at the moment. If you wouldn't mind me just quickly going back to the Sussex Saint poem, Tony.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone in that poem he didn't have a go at. He had a go at me, he had a go at you, he had a go at Nez, he had a go at the left, he had a go at the right, he had a go at the middle, he had a go at the 52% and the 48%, making it 100%. I think the only thing he didn't say, oh, and by the way, Paddington's a cunt. Right? It was everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I like, you know. He had a go at everything. It's equal opportunities.
Excuse my C wordage, those of you listening for the first time. It only occasionally happens.
Quite a few swears
in the
show.
It was in the third person. We have been really out of order, haven't we?
Yeah, so far.
I think we should maybe get on some face.
I say, he's equal opportunities in the, if I did go, I did go at everyone and we just made it fair. So it's all right. It cancelled each other out, effectively, at the end of it. So, yeah.
Bit like what's happening with Brexit. Right, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
In that case, it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I missed it last week.
Well, you did.
Yeah.
Right, so some people didn't. But anyway...
Well, people absolutely hate that song.
Which is weird. I'd say last week's show was so damn musical. You know, the one bit of music.
It really was.
They most spoke about the bit of music that wasn't in the show.
Yeah.
Very strange.
I do quite like the idea of Novichok in the musical. I think we could work on that.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. Been quite busy this week on our Facebook page.
It has, after it being barren the week before.
It really was. But you see, you know, you have a couple of little musical tunes and then everyone suddenly wakes up. Jen Schillingberg's been in touch.
And now, that's not the Glen Jen, is it? Is that another Jen?
No, this is the Picket Painter.
Oh, it's the Picket Painter.
I think that's right.
Picket Jen.
It's Picket Jen, yeah. I think
stop
that's right.
Painting strikers.
That's right. In obvious reference to our Facebook tune, she says, I do tire of that, but what can I do about it? Listen to Punky Radio right this second on the way to a punk show in DC. Seen FIDLAR tonight, and I'm typing this out at stoplights. I listen to the next Punky after I survive the pit. I'm not sure I know who FIDLAR. Who are they? Do you know who they are?
Fiddler.
Oh, it's just simple as that, is it?
I just think it's Fiddler.
It's all in capital, so normally that's a.
Well, maybe it's Fiddler.
He's just really excited. Fair enough.
No idea.
Fiddler.
But one thing she could do.
What's that?
Is she could write her own Facebook jingle.
That is true.
You know, nothing set in stone. Nothing lasts forever, Tony.
That is true.
Except apparently Punky Radio.
And except Brexit and Punky Radio.
But yeah, they are the two inextricably linked. It's in Brexit particularly linked. I wonder if when Brexit happens, Punky will vanish.
Probably.
Who knows? Up his own arse.
Maybe. But that's the guy in the centre. So you did respond saying nothing. There's nothing she can do about it. And she did respond saying, post listen update. If all the talky bits were replaced or annexed with you guys bastardising musical theatre, I wouldn't be mad. There you go. I did respond saying, Novichok, Novichok, la 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 la. But yeah, there you go, Jen.
It's like we're trying to alienate every listener this week.
I know. It is a little bit.
It was very
funny. Thanks, Jen, for getting in touch, and thanks for your pickets.
I do like it. The thing is, if you do leave good comments on the page, we do respond.
We do get in touch, yeah. Saying that, we keep going off Facebook, but I've gone back on myself this week. It's all right.
Yeah, I've been busy on it again.
Mike Pastor's been in touch.
Hello, Mike.
And he says, recently I've been singing along to the Facebook theme tune with Facebook, Facebook, stick it up your ass. Facebook, Facebook, stick it up your ass. Fits really well. Maybe you should get it re-recorded. P.S. The irony of posting on Facebook about sticking Facebook up your ass is not lost on me. Thanks, Iron Mike.
Well, I know someone who could re-record it for us.
There you go. You see, there's a common theme here.
It's Picket Painting Jen.
Picket Painting Jen.
PPJ.
There you go.
Have you fallen victim to a PPJ?
Oh, dear. Finally, Graham Leff.
There's another one, blimey.
I know. Graham Leff has been in touch.
I haven't spoken to Graham in absolutely ages. Hello, Graham.
He says, Paul, what does Tony look like? I've seen you plenty of times at pubs, comedy shows and what's not, most notably Beechwood Green anniversary, but never knowingly seen Tony. Weird question, I know, but I listen to him at least once a week. You did point out that there's a photo of me on the post that you posted on.
Yeah.
I also,
he's not the sharpest tool in the box, is Graham?
And he said, I'd assume that was a lemmy cut out. You said one is, and then he got it, and he says, in my defence, in my feed, it only shows one picture. It's when I clicked on the link and could slide the pics, I realised what you meant. Causing me this embarrassment is the most controversial thing Mark Zuckerberg has done this year. So he gets it now, but I did actually post a picture in the comment just to point it out that which one it was. So I helped him out as well.
Oh, I think I missed that bit. So, you posted a photo of you, did you?
Yeah, yeah. And just above it, I posted a picture of me to illustrate it.
A bit vain, Tony.
Well, someone asks.
Look, is that it?
That's it for Facebook.
So, that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle, come on, we've chatted on way too much there. Let's play two songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for some noise from Slocks. But first up, stop calling me Frank. And I love the way they... I'd love to know how they say their name. Stop calling me Frank. You can say it in so many different ways, can't you? Say, stop calling me Frank. Stop calling me Frank. Stop calling me Frank.
Yeah.
I wonder how they walk on and say the name, whether they do it different each time, or whether they just all kind of go, we're stop calling me Frank. We're really regretting calling ourselves this. stop calling me Frank, then. And stop calling me Frank are Boston garage punk legends, Tony.
Okay, cool.
What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/stop calling me Frank.
You'd hope so. Facebook.com/rock SCMF.
Right.
Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 1. That came to me from Rumbar Records. Thing. I'm loving Rumbar. Anyway, I think that was them. This is Every Time I See Her.
Well, she stumbled into my life with a bottle in her hand. And when she spilled it all over my jeans, I fell to her command. Oh, I wanted to make her mine, though she could hardly stand. Take care of a mess and mix her drinks and begin to understand. In the morning she woke up beside me, she was lying in my bed. And as the thoughts of our future together assembled in my head, oh, I wanted to make her mine, but my dreams did not come true. And she slowly came round and looked at me and said, who the hell are you? Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. It's been 6 weeks now since she moved in, though I've only seen her twice. And I love the way she ignores me and never says goodbye. Oh, I wanted to make her mine, but I was living a fantasy. If I had just one wish, she would sober up and fall in love with me. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place. Every time I see her, she's falling all over the place.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Slocks and a track called Killer. Slocks, Tony, are touring primitive garage punk, and they've come via Voodoo Rhythm Records. And I got the album and I listened through it several times, and because at first impact you're wondering what it is, but actually it fits together really well. And rather like the contents of my underpants, Tony, it's a grower, not a shower. Right. We will play another Slocks track in a few weeks' time so I can prove my point. It's like once you've heard one, then the next one makes more sense. And it's all that. Some of it sounds really Cramps. And okay. But some of it is just, there's that real echo on the lead singer's voice. And it's all a bit weird and all a bit like that. But it's really good album. So do check them out via their Bandcamp page, which is
slocks.bandcamp.com.
It is, and Slocks is slocks.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet 2. Did you do anything last week?
I went to the council. I had a council meeting to they were part of their helping out local businesses thing. To try and figure out if I could, I'm trying to grow the business or change it or make some. So I went there for the money, basically. Yeah. And long story short, they got no money.
Oh, they've got no money. That's a shame. I was about to say, do you want an assistant who knows nothing about computers?
that's basically about all they could offer me. There's an apprentice scheme where the person wouldn't know anything.
Right, well, I could be that apprentice, couldn't I?
Yeah, but it wouldn't really help me.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, so
I'll make cups of tea.
Basically, go back after Brexit and we'll see if we can out of some money. Is effectively what the whole meeting was like.
Right, okay.
It was basically a long list of things, and it's like, we've got this, but, well, that ends. Well, we might renew it in March, we'll see what happens. And, oh, this, well, that funding's finished, so we'll probably renew that in March, depending on what happens. And that's how it was. So, Hody ho, and all that. What'd you get to?
Well, last Thursday, I went to see a dementia-friendly performance of matinee performance of Sweet Charity at Nottingham Playhouse.
Oh, Trombone Barry.
With Trombone Barry. It was brilliant.
Oh, good.
It was fantastic. I didn't know anything about it. I don't really like musicals as it goes. We discussed it last week. But I didn't know that this one, some really well-known songs are in this one, including Hey Big Spender.
Nice.
Oh, I was loving it, Tony. I was high-kicking in the aisles. It was pretty risque in the first half, Tony. There's a lot of hoo-ha going on.
Was there?
Yeah, I don't really want to go into details about the story and that, because you might want to go and see it sometime, but it's really good. I really enjoyed it. There's some great songs in it. A really decent production of it. Very, very clever and innovative use of sets. And I've never seen a cast move the sets around before.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
extremely DIY, but very, very well done. Yeah, it was great. So I did that on Thursday. Then on Friday, I went down to see Steve at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Well, I think you might have to stop saying hello, Duke's Arms, Tony.
Goodbye, Duke's Arms.
But they haven't played us for 6 weeks.
Oh, for God's sake.
Steve got distracted by the weather and then he forgot about it and then there was no one in and then something or other. I go, well, that's not very nice, is it? He said, we'll start doing it again. I went, well, when you're ready.
Okay.
I had a really good laugh with him, and hello to Lindsay, and thank you very much to the Weetabix. Burton Latimer is the home of Weetabix, and I went down there and Lindsay presented me with a 96 biscuit box in handy two biscuit packs. So I've got 48 two biscuit packs. So I'm carrying this box of Weetabix under my arm, and I'd say Burton Latimer is probably the only place on earth where no one bats an eyelid when you walk through town with a huge amount of Weetabix, because you look around and everyone else is carrying it as well.
Nice.
So I did that. And then I was a bit dead.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I did something else. But, oh, yeah. So then I tried to get rid of my plasterboard. You know, I had my plasterboard.
Oh, for left over from your wall.
Yeah, from my wall. So I had my internal wall bit when I Brexited my front room away from the European west of my house. Mm. And I had a 6'3" 6 foot by 3 foot plasterboard left, and a half a plasterboard as well, and they were so big that no one could pick them up unless they had a lorry, so I had no choice but to break them down and take them to the tip. I looked online and they said which tip I could take them to, and I went to the tip, Tony, and I said, I've got this plasterboard to get rid of, and they said, ah, judging by the size of it, that'll be £18.20. And I went, what? I said, that'll be £18.20. Because you've got one and a half, so that's two, because that's one and or part thereof, and they're £8.20 plus VAT each, and it comes to £18.20. And I went, it's £5.50 to buy it new, yeah. And I've got one and a half, which means they've cost whatever, £7.75 or £8.25. I said, they cost me £8.25 to buy new, and you're telling me it's going to be £18 to get rid of them. Can you see how ridiculous that is? He went, yeah. I went, all right, and I just drove on. Yeah. So I've now got a boot full of plasterboard.
I remember they brought it in last year. It was weird.
The world's gone mad.
Yeah, no, I remember we got rid of some stuff, and firstly they started checking your postcode at this given, and then they started charging you for anything they class as building waste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happened is I'm going to very quietly get rid of it however I can. I'll probably just throw it in the North Sea at some point. So if you do find a mermaid choking on plasterboard, you can blame Nottingham City Council. I'm not taking responsibility.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So that was that.
Okay.
Really? I'll tell you about stuff I'm doing this week. Well, I'm quite excited about this week. And it is plasterboard related.
Ooh.
But it's not mermaid choking.
No.
I'm saving that for my next trip to the seaside.
Excellent.
Joke on that, you scaly bitch. I know you're really a manatee. So we'll do one from the vault, shall we?
Yeah, let's do that. Why not?
I'm very happy about this. We've already played one Italian band, and now we're not going to play another one. We're going to play a Spanish one. What we're talking about? This is Biznaga, Tony. Who? This goes back to 2016. We got an album of theirs by Slovenly. They are a Madrid punk band and very, very good. And this is from the album Sentido del Espectaculo, which means spectacular something.
Centipede.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Let's go with, I believe the English translation is spectacular centipede.
Yeah.
Whether it is or not, it's happy days. This is a great song. We haven't played this song before. We played other tracks from the album Sentido del Espectaculo, or as explained in the English translation, spectacular centipede. Mm. So we're going to play this right now. What is Biznaga's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Biznaga.
Facebook.com/Biznaga Pop. BIZNAGAPOP. Paulie Beagans, Net 3. Tony 2. Arte Bruto.
Yeah.
you're listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Biznagar, and I do realise that when I said the title of that song, I kind of did it with an Italian accent, said Arte Brutto, when they are, of course, from Spain, so it's probably Arte Brutto.
Mm.
We get quite a lot of punk from the north of Spain and around the northern and eastern coast of Spain, but we don't get a lot from Madrid, we don't get a lot from the south. I wonder whether it's too hot for punk down there.
Never too hot for punk.
I like the way your mind works.
Mm.
Tony, you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh.
That's a lovely centipede.
No one's ever moaned about that song, have they?
I know, weird, isn't it?
Really? Because it's rubbish. Right, what you got?
Yes, I have some gigs. Thanks for your gigs. If you have some for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play? Doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. Let me know your gigs. Two this week, both from listeners.
Let's hear them then, you mermaid joker.
That's right. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, again.
Hello. And he says, hi Tony, hope you are well. I'm alright. Saturday 29th of September, it's the next free punk gig, courtesy of Concrete Punks. It's the Blacksmith's Arms, Milton Keynes, and features Hazard, Johnny and the Mental Breakdowns, Wreck Age, and Crash Induction. First band on at 8:15, and it's free.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, I told you I watched that documentary of Milton Keynes, didn't I?
Did I? Think so.
I just thought this can't be any good, and it was brilliant.
Okay.
One interesting visionary place that didn't quite happen the way they wanted to, but still has got far more going for it than would meet the eye.
It's an interesting place. I've only been once, and it's I've not seen much like
it. Well, you've both been to the same place. Is
that
something? Of course.
That I've been twice.
We've both been to the Gibson factory in Bletchley.
It's I've not been to Bletchley. It's the Marshall, wasn't it? Marshall.
Oh, Marshall.
Factory.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're
not that sort of Bletchley. I thought that was Bletchley. Rolling Milton Keynes, but you're saying it's
Milton Keynes. Because there's a sign nearby, isn't there? You went and I didn't go to the actual Bletchley Park. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. If you go in, you probably get your picture taken with Lemmy. So there's that. So that's the Blacksmith's Arms, Milton Keynes. That sounds good to me. There's also another gig. Porn Scars have been in touch.
Have they really? Porn Scars.
And they obviously left us a review a few weeks ago as well, so thanks very much for that.
I love Porn Scars. We should try and play, I don't know, we keep saying we should try and play another track by them. I'll see what we can dig up.
Well, they say, hi Tony, the dark gods have once again smiled upon us as we are playing a few more gigs in Berlin, or everyone is back from holidays and trips and whatever else, so we can get going again, starting with this Saturday 29th September at Sylvester Martha in Berlin. It's Spieloth-ic, Porn Scars and Crumb Kids.
Right.
And also our debut CD Memento Mori is sold out, so you can now donate it for free or for a small donation if you wish from their Bandcamp page.
That's a reason for me to play something next week then, because we've got that.
There you go. If you're on the album, you can donate it for free or give them a few quid at pornscars.bandcamp.com.
and well done them for selling out. Well, not like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Porn Scars will never sell out.
And he says, thanks again, mate, and get some rest. You work too hard. You know, Boz, you're right.
Yeah.
I do work too hard.
I don't like the way you're getting an increasing German affinity, Tony.
Yeah.
Well. I don't know about Schwester Martha, more like Bruder Tony.
Hands across the ocean. There you go. So there you go. So that was Schwester Martha, Berlin, this Saturday. And it's free as well, probably. It doesn't say actually, but it's probably a bargain, is whatever it is. So that's it for this week.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Bruder Tony.
Oh, look at that centipede.
You mermaid joker. Two songs in a row.
Okay.
Stay tuned for now a band we don't know how to say that we think is spelled Stodge Snack. But it might be Stoy Snack. But anyway, first up, Dream Herbs. I can say that.
Hmm.
Dream Herbs are an odd band from Walthamstow, Tony.
Okay.
And they've come via a Metal Postcard Top 10. Metal Postcard Records, who were the ones who, now they were the ones from the Pacific Rim, weren't they? But they seem to have an increasing number of British artists on their roster now.
Mm.
And they've done a top 10 songs of 2018 that I've got a feeling might be free to download. I'm not sure. If you type in Metal Postcard to that their internet, you might find out. But what I'd like to know is, what is Dream Herb's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DreamHerbsBand.
Facebook.com/DreamHerbs, as in, or in American parlance, Dream Herbs, goodness sake, Americans. DreamHerbss. Poorly the internet for Tony 2. Break your jaw.
Goblin.
Escape fire! What we found here for a second could be the layout for our lives. Let's try to remember and keep it with us where the moment's gone. So look around you, the smiling faces in the crowd. We all made this happen. Here we're all equals and we all belong. What does the day say? I've been grabbing, longing for the sun. What does the day say? Growing through the concrete. What does the day say?
You're listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Old Stoy Snack or Stodge Snack and a track called 1000 Daisies. They are, it was the Aalborg Screamer songwriter all the way from Denmark, but he's now got a band behind him as well. And that's a three-track EP that's come out. That's the only fast track on it. The other two are slower, but they have got more fast stuff planned. What is Stoy Snack or Stodge Snack's Bandcamp page?
Stodgesnack.bandcamp.com.
It is, and it's Stojsnak. Although the O has an umlaut over it, Tony, and I know you love an umlaut, being a Berlin brooder.
Umlaut.
So maybe when you get the chance to do the listing for it, you can maybe stick the umlaut on it.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Maybe you will, yeah. I bet you can't stop yourself.
Nah.
Yes, I like that. We played a couple of really good songs by them that came out 2 years ago. We haven't heard anything since. And one extra thing, Sean from Metal Postcard, hello, and thank you for sending me that top 10. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. End of the month. Working. I'm starting to think about redecorating my office. So I'll probably be having to start looking at that.
What, are you going to paint a big... red, yellow and black stripes?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Set myself up with a cool reverse machine in the corner of the room. yeah, not really.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
Yeah, it's all about the spices.
It is.
Apart from that, not a lot really. What are you up to?
Das Spice Mansion.
Aye.
What a great band. I might go and see the brilliant football team Nottingham Forest on Wednesday night, Tony.
Who are they playing?
They're playing Stoke in the Cup.
Oh, okay.
And it's only, I say only, it's 15 quid a ticket. And I haven't got the chance to see a league game this season, and I'm free on Wednesday, so I thought I might go and see them. With one of the people that came along on my tour on Saturday. Hello, Clash City Rocker, who very kindly left a 5-star review of the tour on TripAdvisor page. I'm up to 21 reviews for Nutty Nottingham now. Next one's October 20th. Hope to see you there.
How was it this last week?
Brilliant, really good fun. Thanks to everyone that came along. Yeah, it was a really good gang, and we had a lot of fun. And I found out some more stuff. Interestingly, Tony, did you know that Nottingham Castle is one of only two places outside of London where Parliament can be held?
Oh, you
so
speak-
should Westminster blow up, as we have suggested it should do, they can have Parliament at Nottingham Castle.
Is that because it used to be the capital or something, didn't it, at one point? Nottingham Castle. It has something to do with the king staying there or something.
What you should do, Tony, you should come on my tour.
I should do, shouldn't I?
You'd find out all about it, yeah. Why not come along on October the 20th? I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Yeah, that's not exactly it, but I'm not going to give that away because that's something that comes out on the tour. But yes, the only problem with it is that if Westminster blows up in the next 2 years, they're knackered because it's closed for refurbishment.
That's true. Yeah.
So I might do that Wednesday, and then on Thursday night, my mate Pierre is coming to stay, which means on Friday he's going to fit my door for my new room.
Are you still staying in that room, or is it?
No. No, I was only there
just temporarily.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I was only there for a week while the lodgers crossed over. Oh, one other thing Pierre's going to do, he's going to reaffix my curtain pole.
I bet he is.
Because my curtains fell down the other week. It turns out it's not only curtains from my career, it was also curtains for my lodger. Took him completely by surprise.
Oh dear.
And the curtains fell on his head. So yeah, he's going to fix those as well, which I had forgotten to tell him about, but he said that he will do that.
Oh, very handy man.
He's a very handy man indeed. Any Meteos fans out there will get the reference. So that is pretty much what we've got planned this week. Football, new door. I appear to be off this weekend, so if there's something good musically locally, I'll try and go.
Cool.
All right. Should we play a track by a band called The Venus Flytrap, Tony?
Go on, then.
The Venus Flytrap are a bit of a legendary, certainly legendary Northampton band that were mates of Bauhaus. We've had quite a lot of Bauhaus stuff going on, haven't we? We played a band the other week who had, or last week, I think, in fact, who had one bloke out of Bauhaus, and we played Pop Tone, who were after Love and Rockets. It went Bauhaus, Love and Rockets, Pop Tone. We played them a few weeks ago. I say Pop Tone, I don't mean like your Pop Tone.
No, I've been known to be Pop Tone.
But anyway, the Venus Flytrap. Sort of, I'm going to use the word seminal, Tony. Since the mid-80s, it's been around, and then they've got some new material out now, and we're going to play a track. What is the Venus Flytrap's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheVenusFlytrap.
Facebook.com/TheVenusFlytrapUK, which makes it Paulie the Internet 5, Tony 3. So after you won last week, Tony, I've come roaring back.
Fair enough.
Strap yourselves in for some sort of electro goth punk type stuff with guitars. This is Voodoo Voodoo.
Snake eyes.
You're listening to Desiro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Venus Flytrap and Voodoo Voodoo. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh dear.
Hmm.
Right, so have you got a plan for what you're going to do instead?
No, not yet.
All right, well, just tell people what they should be doing.
Yes, if you have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Don't forget, we've got a twat theme tune now. We've only played it the once, so we'd like to give that a bit more airtime. So yeah, email me your twats, all twats received with thanks, with every twat responded to. Email me now. Thank you.
Yeah. We do like them, and we really want to play this tune more, so because it's really good.
It is good.
So, yeah, if you do have one for us, please do get in touch. Can I just ask you something very quickly, Tony?
Sure.
The Beatles.
Yes.
Have you heard of them?
I've heard of the Centipedes. I don't know about the Beatles.
Right.
No. Yes, yes, I've heard of the Beatles.
Yes, of course you have. Everybody's heard of the Beatles. Mm. And... How is Beatles in the Beatles spelt?
B-E-A-T-L-E-S, Beatles.
And do you think that's common knowledge?
Fairly.
Wouldn't you think that everyone would know the Beatles wasn't spelt the same as the Beatle? And the B-E-T-L-E-S, and it was B-E-A-T-L-E-S. Because I was just completely sure that everybody just knew that.
But like, as we're getting older, there's a lot of people out there who's just...
Yeah, but Trombone Barry was sat on my left the other week. He's now departed. This mortal coil. He's gone to Rotherham. It's similar.
Yeah.
And lodger number one, Damien, was sat to my right. And I know Damien's not a massive music fan, but Trombone Barry leans forward. We're talking about the Beatles, and Trombone Barry leans forward conspiratorially and said, "Hey, I'll tell you what." I went, "What?" He said, "You know the Beatles?" I went, "Yeah." He goes, "It was spelled B-E-A-T-L-E-S." Like he was giving away some amazing secret. Right? And I went, "Well, I know that. Everybody knows that." And Damien went, "I didn't."
Oh, dear.
Get out of my house. Get out of my hat. You're on a warning. He's on a warning. I said, "What are you talking about? Everybody knows. Surely everybody knows that. I just thought everybody knew that." And they both went, "You know it because you're into music." And, "Oh, no." They were like, they changed the world. They're cultural icons. You don't even have to have ever heard a Beatles song, surely, to know how they're spelt.
Hmm. You see, every year there's
someone somewhere. If I thought about it, I'd submitted a twat.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
In the words of Rick in The Young Ones, there are undiscovered tribes in the Peruvian jungle that knew you were going to say that. I think it was Rick. But it was like, surely everybody knows how the Beatles are spelt Beatles. Surely. Yeah. Surely.
Well, clearly not.
I got in 1987, Tony, this is a complete tangent. In 1987, I went to Australia to see my granddad. The family went. I was 17 years old. And we stopped off in Hong Kong on the way there. And while we were there in Hong Kong, you know how there used to be pirate tapes from the Far East?
Mm.
Right. I got a pirate tape from the Far East of the Beatles, and I was all excited, not realising that it would be effectively a Hong Kong band doing Beatles numbers on this tape. And they'd got all the titles of the songs on, and the only one I can remember is "I Went to Hold Your Hand." Anyway, that's an aside. God, what am I like? Surely everybody knows how you spell Beatles.
Yeah, right. They do.
One last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
We heard from Crashed Out again. Thank you, Crashed Out. I think they didn't realise that we got their stuff at the same time, so they sent me the album they've done again. So I've now got it twice, so I didn't realise it was the same one until I downloaded it and went through it. But then I realised I hadn't played the first track off it, and it's really brilliant. So are you ready for some North East England punk and roll, Tony?
Oh, I'm always ready for that.
It's Crashed Out, a fantastic band, great live. We played them on the show years ago, and then we didn't hear from them for ages. Then we had a Twitter exchange, and now we're back in touch, and now we hear from them all the time. It's brilliant. And hello, Crashed Out, or as they're known locally out there, Crashed Out. What is Crashed Out's website?
Crashedout.co.uk.
crashed-out.co.uk or crashed-out if you prefer .co.uk. crashed tonys-out.co.uk, making it Paulie B on the internet 6 Tony 3. Whoa, that was a good one. This is Cut My Teeth On You. Crashed Out, Cut My Teeth On You. That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry this show.
Yeah, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A, and it's .se. If you have one of those Alexa devices, you can, of course, download the Alexa skill for Punky Radio. Just search for Punky Radio on the Alexa skill website. I think it's on Amazon. And you can download that, and then you can command Alexa with your mouth to listen to us. So, yeah, there you go.
I wish you wouldn't say that. Yeah, and what's that? Is that that tune-in thing as well?
There's a tune-in app, yeah. So there's a tune-in app. I think it's available on all platforms, Android, Apple. Just tune in, T-U-N-E, IN, and you can download any podcast or stream any online radio station. It's generally a good app anyway, but you can get us on it as well.
Yeah. I might see one or two of you around the place. That's about it. Thank you very much for listening. I've got great stuff coming next week. You've got to listen next week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.